How fast do you think I can chug this?
I don't know. 10 seconds, 15 seconds. Don't worry, because I know you can't burp, so you shouldn't be chugging anything carbonated. So,
time me.
You have started. This is you chugging.
It's hard to get it down.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Oh my god. Come on, man. You cannot be serious. It's
so
slow.
I said, how fast do you think I can chug it? Not how fast do you think I can finish it? And I chugged it pretty fast. I started right away after I mentioned it.
You're going so slow. Just finish it.
I'm not going to get there.
Then don't do this. Then don't do it. Nice. Oh, God. Welcome back to Jake and Amir. Watch Jake and Amir.
Yes.
We got a very, very topical set of episodes for you guys.
We'll see how topical it is by the time this episode comes out. But at time of recording, it's very topical.
I hope Sweden did well in this Olympics because Simon Johansson suggested we watch two Olympic videos.
I did not know there were two.
One of them is called Olympics, classic. The other one is just ping pong, which is an Olympic event.
I see. Okay. Olympic based. For sure.
So Olympics, I believe, is the USA rice origin story.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which is a Twitter you kept up for some time, right? Yeah.
I should try to find the password for that and retweet it now, because now is the perfect time for USA Rice to sort of go ham as the Olympics are happening.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's watch Jake and Amir Olympics, which I think were for the 2012 Olympics.
That seems right.
Hey, you're watching Jake and Amir. Long story short.
Too late.
Okay.
6 hours later.
I guess where I'm going today.
I know where you think you're going, the Olympics, but you're not.
Correctanundo. The Olympics.
Why don't you say the reasons you think you're going to the Olympics?
That's just starting off with, like, not even a joke. Just you missaying correctanundo and Olympics.
You also said 6 hours late today under your breath.
That's good.
So it's nice that you're keeping track. I showed up at 4:15 in the afternoon.
I don't remember what the future project was, but I was doing some kind of free advertising. Yeah. For it.
I see.
Yeah.
The button you're wearing, you mean?
Of course. All right, let's see what happens.
No plane ticket.
Honor.
No event tickets.
USSR.
You don't have a legal passport or birth certificate to travel anywhere.
You mean to tell me I have to buy shit?
Yeah, you do, and you're clearly not opposed to buying shit, because I bet that costume wasn't cheap.
330 euro, yeah, and that was without international shipping and processing.
Why would you ship that American costume internationally?
Because I was gonna pick it up in bloody old England, dumbass.
So what happened?
Shit happened. Okay, life got in the way.
Where do you get confidence
life
from?
Got what? In the way.
Where do you get your confidence from?
Huh?
Can you not hear me?
No.
You're always wrong.
Yeah.
So when I said, huh, I actually couldn't hear what you were saying.
You've gone deaf.
I think I have wax or something.
Always wrong. Okay. You're overflowing with confidence.
That's a humble brag.
I love this era of, like, sitting in silence after you make a bad joke.
I started a Twitter account.
Fine.
Ooh, I was gonna save it for your birthday.
It would have been a bad gift.
Yeah, well, wait till you hear what the username is.
What?
USA Rice.
My big bombshell is that I started a Twitter account for you, but wait until you hear the fucking name. Yeah. It's going to blow your dick hair off.
It's so good it was going to be for your birthday. Don't you feel like an asshole now?
USA, fine, rice.
How is that going to be my birthday gift?
USA Rice is fun. He's fun and happy, and he's positive, and he's everything that I'm not. And if you're just going to shit on him, then you're a Grinch now.
Yep, here we go. First tweet. The sun is shining, the grass is green, and guess what's for breakfast?
Anything is possible. Yeah.
How is this a gift?
Don't even make me feel a little bit bad about any of these tweets, okay? Otherwise, I'll delete my entire freaking account.
I feel stupid about all of these tweets, especially this one that says, I'm from the USA, but I'm voting for rice. That's not fun or positive. That's just a bad tweet that you made.
Negative. Poison?
Go to the Olympics.
I wish I could, honestly, but you've been waterboarding me with so much haterade that I don't even know if I can get my mojo going enough to bring me or the youth group to merry old Scotland.
England.
Close enough.
I guess. What youth group?
I sponsored a teen tour.
Stop yelling weird shit at me.
I'm supposed to chaperone.
This entire video has been you yelling weird shit at me. It's just like, it's ping-ponging everywhere. It's one insane. You ship the costume from England. You've made a Twitter. You run a youth group. Like, fucking Jesus Christ.
I sponsored a teen tour is the weirdest thing I could do. What the heck does that even mean?
You're taking them to Scotland. That's all we know.
All over the States and bring them to the Olympics.
You know what? I'm going
to
call bullshit on that one, too.
I can't wait to kiss Michael Phelps. As promised.
Wow.
What the fuck was that?
How did those kids get there? Do you remember?
No. No.
I think it was like a field trip. Like one of our producers' old high schools was like, hey, can we bring a class to you guys can show them how to make a video? And then we're like, oh, we can use them in the video. We already wrote this one about the Olympics, but I'm sure I can fucking pivot at the last second to say I sponsored a teen tour. And then you class clown, how about you say I can't wait to kiss Michael Phelps as promised?
All right, I'm pulling up an email to see if we can. All right, I've got it. Was
get to the bottom of this.
July 19th, 3:30 p.m. that was when we were shooting Olympics.
Okay, so almost exactly 9 years ago to the day.
Yeah, Olympics with teens.
It had to be like an AV club or something that wanted to see
you. And you sent me an email on July 12th. And the body of it says, got insanely baked this morning and added the group of teens to the end of our Olympic sketch. Denny for your tots.
I said got insanely baked. That's not true, yeah, by the way. I would never get insanely baked. Yeah,
we don't do that.
I don't high myself to write.
So I guess all we can really surmise is that this ending
was added to have the teens in it.
Right. Okay. I have the original script here. How is this going to be my gift? I say that. You say it was going to be a parentheses gagging on a fake dick gag gift. Okay. I said, go to the Olympics. Then you say, I can't, but I can send you to the Tickle Olympics. Amir dives under his desk and hits his head hard. Amir says, fuck. I say, leave. And then you say, USA Rice is on the loose and concussed. Ha ha, ow. So this video didn't have an ending. Thank God the teens came in.
All those teens, by the way, are now like 25 years old. We should follow up with them, see if they all went into sketch video making as a career based on this.
I remember getting a real kick out of that kid who delivered the I can't wait to kiss Michael Phelps line.
If anybody watching this knows that child, we should have him back on, discuss what was like and how it sort of altered the trajectory of his career / life.
Mm-hmm. Right. Definitely for the worse.
How many of you guys did he promise a kiss from Michael Phelps?
Liars.
Awful.
USA! 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 USA!
USSR! USSR! USSR!
I want to see the multi-parter that's you in Scotland with those kids thousands of miles from the Olympics.
I think there's outtakes to this here.
Interesting.
Let's see.
That's a humble brag.
Go home.
I think I let that for like 10 seconds.
Oh.
Silence. That's a humble brag.
You still like it.
Go home.
Correctanundo. The Olympics.
What do I have? I love it. A vuvuzela.
Why would you ship that American costume internationally?
Because I was gonna pick it up in Europe, you dumbass. Because I was gonna pick it up in bloody old England, dumbass. Because I was gonna pick it up in Europe, you dumbass.
So what happened?
Shit happened. Life got in the way.
Where do you get confidence from?
What?
Where do you get confidence from?
Huh?
You're always wrong. Listen to me. Are you not hearing?
Yeah.
Don't be surprised. It's weird. You need to give it a beat. Like, I can't wait to kiss Michael Phelps. As promised. Like Amir's
name. They loved it.
Kids love it.
Phelps.
as promised.
Killing it. That's great. There we go. I liked it.
Nice. You directed that child.
Wow. So I'm
Audrey
sure
he's won an Emmy or something.
Yeah,
since.
That's what I was. Now it's. I'm sure his career has actually been going amazing. Given that vote of confidence, that early attaboy goes a long way.
All right. Even before that was Jake and Amir Ping Pong, yep. Which is one of the few episodes where you lose your cool, or the earliest episode, I should say, where you're the crazy one.
Interesting.
This is back when we had a ping pong table at the office, which didn't last for very long because I think it was very distracting.
That's right. Is this at the Park Avenue office or the...
We moved it to the ISC building.
I see. Yes, that's okay. So it was like a fun thing that we had at the old office. We brought it to the ISC building and instantly they were like, no, that's not going to fly.
That's right.
Hey, you're watching.
Please, please, please tell me where
you... We should have known then.
Why now? Why not?
Giancarlo.
Game, set, snatch. That's what you are, man. Get out. Don't... Hey, bow to me. Bow. Come on. Hey.
Hey, let me play.
No.
Now hey, I can see why they made us get rid of it.
And I don't want to play you.
Come on.
Fine, let's go, you serve first. All right, your serve then.
I just served. Yeah, well we rally for serve. Now it's your serve. I was not ready, I was talking, I was in the middle of a sentence.
I'm ready, go. Damn, my point, you caught it.
I've used all these techniques as a little brother. Yeah. When you like just slam it to try to hit the other guy. Oh, that's a point,
that's a point. Yeah. You just let it hit the ground.
That's my point.
So if I hit it into your body, then that's my point.
Yes. That's how ping pong works. It's called listening. 101. All right. 2-0, me.
Why?
It wasn't a legal serve. If you know how to serve, then don't play the game.
Fine.
It wasn't a legal serve.
Oh, my point. 3-0.
It hit you.
It grazed me.
You said ow.
3-0. Give me the ball. My serve.
You gave me the ball.
Well, give
it's not my serve.
Bad throw.
Ow. Oh, you're an anus. But.
We like using that joke. Whenever we go down to pick something up, we hit our...
we just fucking skated past using that as an end to the last video, only for it to surface here.
Oh, stick attack.
Hey, okay.
All right, give it up.
You just started.
It was a joke. I was kidding. Give it. All right, 4-0. That counts now. 5-0. Not getting the joke penalty. Sorry, Sally Jessica Raphael. That one was lost on you. Here it is.
Jessica Raphael.
That fucking reference for a talk show host in the early 90s as to someone who doesn't get a joke makes no sense. It's also Sally Jesse Raphael. You call me Sally Jessica Raphael for not getting a joke, and that penalizes me a point. You're all over the place.
It truly makes no sense.
All right. Cross the table, but I'll give it to you.
Wait, what do you mean cross it?
Like, it doesn't matter what I mean, because I said I'd give it to you, didn't I? You need to learn how to be funny, man. I'm sorry, you need to learn how to be funny. 6-0, you get 1 point for being a bitch. This one's for the skunk, though.
skunk, it's an 11-1 game, but hey, if you don't know that, brother, you already skunked. Later.
Ow!
I feel bad, but I'm not going to feel that bad, because I smashed my face on the table before, all right? And trust me, that would hurt me more than it hurts you, okay? This is gonna reserve for the skunk. Here we go. Alright, I was talking.
You throw it again.
I was talking.
Did you hit Sarah when you threw the racket? Is that what it was?
That sounded like it was Marina's voice.
Alright, let's watch the ping pong outtakes.
Alright.
We just have to make sure
I was hitting it.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
Ah! My point. Sorry. Ow!
Sorry, it's so hard.
When you hit, it hurts me, so every time you hit me harder, I laugh.
But it doesn't need to be that hard.
That's Grim saying it doesn't need to be that hard.
You were torturing me.
Pretty accurate, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, solid.
It's so small, it's just in a sea of white. I can barely even see it.
There he is, Grim.
Classic.
Angel faced little boy.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Well, we have to avoid it.
Oh, my point.
That's perfect.
It scared you.
That's perfect.
Run. Oh, my point.
every 10 minutes, you can't not laugh. You're just like, you're giggling throughout the whole
thing. My point.
Before you even notice what happened.
This entire game is no matter what, I just yell my point after.
My point.
I'm so not even close. Like, I'm laughing now and we're about to go for the take.
Oh.
We're not gonna get there.
It's fucking...
You take off your shirt, you have fucking paintball welts all over your body.
Oh, wow, I missed it.
The first time you missed it, it's pretty surprising.
Oh, my... So sorry. You're the one who wants to finish on time.
No. Oh wow, it's a peek into our life. I wanted to go home for some reason.
You had an obligation that day.
Yeah.
If he misses, you should still say a line. It's such a little ball. It looks like it's hitting you.
Alright, we just put the sound in.
It's your neck.
That's perfect.
Are we having fun yet?
Nice. I check my BlackBerry to see how much time you have.
Yeah.
If necessary, I'll BBM your date saying you're running late.
Wow, what a window. I love it.
Solid up.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
How do you compare it to Olympics? Actually, did we grade either of them?
I don't know if we did. Maybe.
All right, what Olympic, do you got?
I don't know if either of these really stuck out that much. Like, Olympics is pretty funny, but it's kind of just like batshit all over the place. It's almost like it's aged well over time because I'm a fan of USA Rice.
Yeah.
But like, there's not really anything else about it. I'll give it a B. Ping pong, pretty funny, but it is the same thing over and over. It's just me somehow stealing a point. And it ends, it kind of peters out just with me throwing the racket. Skunking is pretty funny though, so I'll give it a B.
So both of them are a B to you.
Yeah, they're both bad. B for bad.
I would say they're both B pluses to me. I mean, USA Rice is iconic, stood the test of time. Ping pong made us crack up. I really liked you constantly not giving me any points at all. It's the spiritual prequel to Golden Mike and Turdy. You're not giving me at least one because it would shatter your entire worldview.
It's funny.
Oh, 6-0.
Like, so I say you cross the table, but I'm gonna give it to you, and then you say what? And then I take a point. Then I take the point anyway. 5-0. I'm gonna I'll give you a point. It's 5-0. 6-0 for being a bitch.
Then you miss, and then you're going for what, 11-1 at some point somehow randomly.
It's 6-0 or 7-0, and I'm doing it for the skunk, which is winning by 11-0. So it's impossible.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Great stuff.
And you know what? Cheers to all our U.S. athletes abroad. Make us proud.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps style. I was actually told I can kiss JaVale McGee.
Really?
Yeah. On the mouth. As promised.
As promised. It's not enough for it to be for just a kiss. It has to be fulfilling a promise as well.
To everybody raise their hands. All right, thank you so much for watching. Let us know if there's any other videos we should be checking out. Solid up today. Thank you to Simon for suggesting it, and we'll be back as always next week. Ciao, everybody.
Later.